This podcast is brought to you by The Shift.
It's story time!
Hello and welcome back to the Storytime Podcast. My name is Claire, I go by Clizair on the internet, and this week I have with me someone who's been on with me before, Choppa.
I have.
Hello, Choppa.
Hey, thanks for having me back. Normally I don't get second invites.
We do have an episode that we filmed, I think, a couple of years ago at this point, so I'll put it in the corner.
Yeah, 4 years ago.
It's not four, is it?
Yeah, it is.
Fucking hell. I can't believe I've even been doing this podcast this
long. Oh, jeez. Wow, what a way to feel welcome.
But yeah, so I'll link it in one of the corners. I'm not sure which one it is. And yeah, so we're going to talk today, similar-ish topic. We talked, I think, the last time, like, about how we met, about doing YouTube together and in Australia and stuff like that. But you are like, you do a lot of like YouTube high level shit, like organizing things. And
I've weaseled my way into being able to be a part of that. Yes.
Yeah.
Had you have said to me back then when we were hanging out that I'd be doing that, I'd be like, nah, dude. I remember getting you to tell me what Jenna was like.
Oh yeah.
Do you remember that?
Because on the way over to Australia, I met her at VidCon on my way over, yeah.
No, only and you like were one of the people that was like, dude, you gotta go to VidCon.
Yeah, and have you been like, every year since, or like most years?
Every year we've been allowed to. Thanks, Corona. Yeah.
I went to VidCon Europe as well, and it wasn't very good.
And I went to London, and you didn't show.
Yeah, because Europe was so bad that I was like...
The Europe one... wasn't the best, but that's why they moved it to, because it was Amsterdam. Is that where you went?
It was in Amsterdam, yeah, which was the good part, yeah. To be honest.
And then they moved it to London, which we had a ball.
Oh, no way.
We got to meet so many people. So many people.
Yeah, I should have gone. Oh, well.
Next time.
Next time. If there is a next time, if it comes back. Yeah, so you organized, is it VidCon Australia or? It was VidCon,
yeah,
Australia, wasn't it?
Matt and I helped bring VidCon to Australia because just by chance we were in the States when they announced it, and we were like, oh, we've got to reach out, like, because we have the Australian community page, and we were like, we can help, we can, and they were kind enough to take us up on our offer, and they were just like, hey, let's talk, and we went out to dinner, and the rest is history. So the first two we were quite involved in, which was amazing.
And so what are the stories you have?
Oh, yeah, I thought it'd be good for us to sit and talk. Like now, the last podcast, I hadn't traveled as much. I hadn't met as many people. And, you know, when you're mixing with people, there's lots of different personalities. And, you know, they say don't meet your heroes. Mm-hmm. I can say that's true sometimes. And I can also say, on the other hand, there are some amazing people out there who you don't expect to be that cool.
Yeah.
Yeah. So I was going to throw a question to you first.
Oh, interesting.
Is that all right?
Yeah.
Okay. So when you think back to your first VidCon experience, I don't think you're a shy girl. You don't mind approaching people. You don't mind chatting. The question was, like, when you went there, how were you received being a foreigner in that realm of, you know, all creators coming together trying to scurry for attention?
I don't know, because when I went to my first VidCon, I felt much more like a fan because I was really small YouTuber, so I wasn't, like, in any of the creator spaces. I was basically interacting as a fan, so it's a totally different experience, I think. Feels
that's,
quite...
That's what I did, and our channels were the same size. Shut up.
My first VidCon, my channel was like 3,000. You were definitely way bigger at your first VidCon.
Oh, yeah. Fair.
So that was a totally kind of different experience. It didn't really feel like I was part of the creator.
I guess VidCon was a very different experience back then, too.
Yes. Yeah, it was real, like, cue to meet people, sort of.
Yeah.
Vibe. Okay. Yeah, I don't know, other than the VidCon I was at with you, like, where we had our shared experiences, I've never had, at a YouTube convention, any experience being...
Well, actually,
kind of, like,
funny you mention that.
Area.
How did I forget that you were part of that whole kicking off the cycle. But you'd like pulling some shifty stuff and getting us into parties, that
Oh,
led to
yes.
connections and people down the line.
Yeah,
So,
so
yeah.
that was literally just, I think when we were over there together, we were at VidCon together, and then we went to a party because I was with a particular MCN and we got to go to their party. And then the next VidCon that you went to, I didn't go to, but I sent you like the invite from that
You were in the hotel
MCN.
doing your
Yeah,
hair.
and I was like, here, just try and see if you can get into this
Now the
party.
fun story there is I'm now with the said MCN
No way.
and have been for the year after that. That I signed with them that year that you got me
Oh,
in,
wow.
and have been with them ever since. So happy with them, and we've pulled
Interesting.
the same stuff to get other people in.
I don't know. I really felt like all they gave me was party invites, which is fine, but I don't know. I'm
Well,
free and
yeah.
easy and independent for the last couple of years.
That is amazing.
I do keep getting
Well,
contacted by MCNs, and I'm like, I thought the MCN was dead.
I think the MCN we know is dead.
Yeah.
But let's get into a juicy story.
Yeah.
Okay, so I was telling you we've obviously been to we've had many dodgy events here in Australia, and then we had VidCon. The most recent one I went to was Playlist in
Okay.
Orlando.
Yeah, I was gonna say, is it Florida, yeah?
And this, we're going to start off with the story you don't know. So, I'm a huge fanboy of online creators. There's people I see and I want to meet them. And when I go to an event, I'll literally scour through and make it my mission to meet those people, just even to say hi, take a photo, etc. One year, I wanted to meet Christine and Elijah. It didn't happen. I walked past Christine and I was like, love your videos. And she's like, thanks. And that was it. You know, just a quick hi bye. Because I truly feel like we'd be really good friends.
Yeah.
Didn't see Elijah at all. Anyway, we get to Playlist and he was at Playlist. And I said to Matt, I am going to meet Elijah. Like, look, this is going to happen. 2 days in, hadn't seen him. We're at a party and we're standing and talking, and this guy came over to where we were, and he's put his arms out for a hug, and he's like, "Chopper," and give me a hug. I'm sitting there going like, "Who is this?" You know, like saying to Matt, like, "I've got no idea." And Matt
Yeah.
knows just how, because I get so drunk sometimes that I could be hanging out with anyway. So he's like, "It's Jordan." We
Oh.
sit there and talk, and like, I was just like awkward because I was like, okay, cool, Jordan. Good to meet you. And I said, oh, excuse me for a minute. I really want to go meet Elijah. I'll be back. Like, I don't mean to be rude. This is my opportunity. And he's just looked at me and went, what? You've already met him. And I was like, no, I haven't, man. I'd remember this. He's one of my people that I really, really want to meet. And he goes, nah. Chop, you were with us at VidCon. And I'm like, what? And he goes, you don't remember? And I'm like, you're pulling me leg, mate. I've never met you before. And he's just laughed at me. Can we swear? Yeah.
All you
And
want.
he's gone, fuck off. And he's like, you're joking. And I was like, nah, man, I'm serious. I'm going to go say hi. So I went over, did the intro. Jordan came with me and he's like, wait. Hey,
So,
Elijah,
sorry, just at this point, do you not realize who Jordan is, or do
Yeah,
you
I
need to
don't realize
explain
who
it?
Jordan
Yeah, fair
is.
enough. We'll explain it
Okay.
to listeners
It
when
will
you
come out.
realize who he is.
So I go over, Jordan comes over and he stops me just as I'm about to say hi. And he's like, Elijah, do you remember this guy? And he's gone, Chop, hey. So I have just started like mind blowing, like what is going on? Jordan is laughing, telling this story how drunk Chopper decided to jump in their Uber. And I went back to their hotel with them and we were hanging out at VidCon. And I was like, you guys are so. I said, Matt's put you up to this, hasn't he? This is like some sort of weird lol, Chopper's an idiot. And he's like, nah, man. And then I was like, nah, it can't be true. Can't be true. So then he starts telling me things that only he would know. So I'm like, all right, tell me something. If you met me, what have I talked about? He pulls out, he goes, oh, you've got some sort of hand cake. No one, it hasn't been released. So that has not been seen. Like, they knew exactly what I was going to do with it. They knew exactly all of it. So I had to be there. There was nothing in my mind that convinced me that they were lying at that point. Because, like, they've went, oh, it's on your phone. You've got this, and you had an orc makeup, and you were showing us all that night. Claire, zero memory of this. So I met, but I was on, party mode. I'm out hanging out. There's not a single memory. There's nothing in my phone of like messaging Matt, oh, hey, I'm here or whatever. Apparently, I just disappeared, jumped in a random Uber. Turns out Jordan is Tanamongo's manager.
I enjoy the Colatana mongoose as well.
No, I said Mongoo.
Oh, did you?
Is that how you pronounce it?
I have no idea. Everyone says it differently.
Yeah, well, I've heard mongoose and I think that's funny. But yeah, so literally so drunk, party with people, don't remember it at all, then make an absolute tit of myself, introducing myself to them. Still don't remember it to this day, but without a doubt, I was there. Yeah.
That
So
is
that's
so funny. So
it's a pretty interesting
is
story.
Jordan his manager too, or how does Jordan know him?
I think they just know, I'm not actually sure there, but I know they know each other quite well. So then I spent pretty much the rest of the night just hanging with Elijah. And you know the little expression boy? There's a meme of like him holding a coffee and it shows a picture. Sorry, it's got a caption saying, your mum at Christmas when you're opening the present she said she wouldn't get.
Oh, no, I didn't do
Gavin.
it.
His name's Gavin.
Okay.
Gavin Thomas.
Okay.
So Gavin's like a little kid.
Yeah.
And if you look him up, you'll see. So Elijah and I are sitting at a bar drinking. Gavin's sitting next to us. So we ordered him like red cordial and got a photo with all of us sitting there drinking. It looks like this kid's drinking with us at a bar.
That's very cool. I'm gonna have to Google him and put it in the, put it somewhere on
Yeah,
the screen.
I can actually send you a photo of the meme I'm talking about.
Yeah.
And his mum and him, lovely, lovely people. I gave Gavin so many little Aussie snacks and stuff. Yeah. So, how's that for a trippy story?
Yeah, that's mad.
Yeah, and I still sort of don't believe that it played out like it did.
Yeah.
Like to be at the party, then him come over and say hi. Then, I mean, not just, I was thinking it's just weird and Matt was up to pranks, you know.
Yeah.
Because like we're at this party with like James Charles and Tanner and all these huge people. Brittany Broski was there. She's
No
cool.
way. She's very cool.
Oh, I got a fun story about her too.
Go for it.
She went to a bar and they refused her service
Okay.
because they shut the bar off. And cocky me was like, I'll get you a drink.
Was this in Australia?
No, this is a playlist.
Oh yeah. No, just 'cause Australia, you guys have are really strict about alcohol late at night, aren't you? I remember that, like, your bars close
Well, the whole
early.
city's closed now.
Sorry, yeah, well, of course. But, like, it was back when VidCon was on, it wasn't.
Yeah. And it was funny because we knew the guy that owned the bar there. So I was like super cocky that I could get one more drink. And I went over and like, hey, can you just get one more drink? Brittany's like, she's just arrived right before cutoff. It's, kind of not fair. Pulled her a drink. And she's like, thanks, love. Yeah. And then I didn't really see her much after that. But very cool.
What's
Yeah.
your worst experience?
I think you know who's the worst experience. It's quite renowned around here. I was fan. I'm gonna just avoid, who it is, but I can tell you is that this is a quite a large creator, quite a drama filled creator, who I adored. I honestly loved to bits. Met them a few times. Ended up just by a weird way of VidCon happening, when they came to Australia, I was moderating their panel. And I noticed every time I'd ran into them at VidCon, they got shorter and shorter with me. Not that I'm super annoying. I'm always respectful and I'm always like super kind and happy. But they're just the interactions became colder. And I'd heard all this background story of like, this person's an absolute bitch. This, da, 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 da. But you know what that's like. That's drama. And I was like, I even was in a car with a bunch of ex-Viners and they were talking about said person. And I'm just sitting there biting my lip because I was fanboy. So I'm like, you know, when I speak my mind, but we were getting a lift, so I was being quite polite. And Matt's just looking at me like shaking his head. And it got to the point where I was like, no, that's not my experience. Arrogant me. Anyway, cut to the night before hosting the panel in Australia. I went over to talk to said person, and I got a very rude welcome. Is that what you say? It was very short. And then I just remember I sent an email. Oh, sorry, Claire, I've missed a little bit. I'm terrible at this.
Oh no, go back, go back.
I
More the
get on the
better.
plane to go to VidCon. So I've sent off emails and everything for the panel. No response. I get on the plane. The first person I walk into is this woman. And I was like, oh, hey, you know, get this like, oh, hi. So I like walk to my seat. As they come back past, like probably 10 minutes later, I was like, oh, hey, by the way, did you get that email I sent? And all I got was a side glance. I don't read those, and just kept walking. And I was like, wow, that's rude. That
That's
is
pretty rude.
rude. So get to the party. I go over and I'm like, oh, hey, let's ever we're in a good mood. We're all drinking. So I'm like, hey, can we get an updated selfie? Poses for the photo. It's all nice. Then I was like, oh, by the way, I've got a feeling something's up. Have I said or done something to like, you know, upset you or offend you? And I get the, I'm talking with my friends. And I was like, this is drunk shopper. What? And I was like, oh, sorry, I just didn't want it to be awkward for tomorrow. And then she's like, yeah, well, you're making it awkward. So I snapped and I was like, listen, bitch, in my country, you don't treat people like a cunt. So stop being a cunt. And I walked off.
Sorry, this story fucking kills me.
And then I hear through the grapevine. So it was just super awkward for the rest of the night. And this happened probably about 10 o'clock. I had to host the panel with this person at 9 o'clock the next morning. I go out and get like absolutely wrecked drunk. Matt tells me the next day that there was creators talking about it, that some rude Aussie told off one of the invited guest creators. But hey, to my, I was an invited guest too. So, you know, level playing field, no better than me. And if you think so, I'll tell you you're not. Yeah, so to make it even more awkward, like the next morning we're in the back green room and I went over and I said, look, I'm not going to apologize. I wear my heart on my sleeve, but I do think it was a bit out of line. And I left it at that. And
And
then the
what did
panel
she say to
went.
that?
She's like, no, we're cool, we're cool. And then we just haven't spoken since, even though we've run into each other many times.
Oh, really? You've run into each other since?
Oh yeah, getting in the same elevator and stuff.
Oh, and you're just like not speaking to each other. Oh, that's so uncomfortable.
Yeah, it's real uncomfortable.
I remember when you told me this story first, I was very surprised by it because I feel like at the time this creator had a, or at least a, like, I know you were saying you heard
Are you going
behind
to
the
make me feel bad
scenes.
here?
No, I know you were saying you heard behind the scenes that she wasn't great to work with or whatever, but like from just somebody who watched her's perspective, like I think everyone was on board with her and didn't realize she was like that. So I remember being very
I
surprised by the
heard.
story at the time, but I think that now you wouldn't be surprised by the story whatsoever.
But see,
Because I
that's the
think
thing that what I,
it's
from
very
my
public now
experience.
that she is difficult.
Yeah, and that's the thing. Like from my experience, everybody I spoke to or heard had interaction that they heard that I was a fan, they let me have it with what is behind the scenes.
Yeah,
Wouldn't say it publicly.
it's mad how like much quicker it works its way around behind the scenes before it eventually, like, people can kind of have this public persona for such a long time, and behind, and like all the other creators are like, no, they're a dickhead. It's mad, actually. But I feel like looking back now on older content, I can also kind of see it, because it's like, you know, dramatized, sort of one-sided stories. And I'm like, oh, actually,
Yeah, see, I never read into it that
I
much. I
think.
just watched pretty much the funny videos. I don't think I ever watched the drama videos. But
Yeah.
lately, I've got into the drama.
Oh, I'm mad into the drama. Yeah, I keep actually getting shit on YouTube because I like watch all of my YouTube videos using my actual channel, because I don't understand why you wouldn't. You know what I mean? And then so like, because I'm just always in my YouTube channel, so like I watch all my podcasts and all that, and I comment, and then I get such shit about it because people are like, oh, this. I saw what I saw on Reddit the other day. A post. It was like, this small YouTuber is trying to get clout by commenting on this podcast. I'm like,
You know that's all you're doing.
yeah, that's the only reason
It's
I
not like you're
comment.
using your channel that you
Yeah, it's only
created
using
to
my
use
fucking
YouTube.
channel and like commenting on shit that I actually enjoy. Yeah, so,
I
but
met,
I.
speaking of, I met Jeffree Star.
Interesting.
Well, I kind of met him. So,
Okay.
you know how VidCon works, there's this big hotel that all the creators stay at, and it's pretty much locked up by security. So you can walk around freely in the foyer, which has got like bars and breakfast places and all that. And I don't care for Jeffree Star, never have. Like, cool, don't hate him, don't love him, just not the kind of stuff I watch. At the time, my friend Anna was like, "Hey, if you see Jeffree Star, get me a photo or a video, please." So I see him walking through the lobby, and you know me thinking, "Cool, we're all in creator space." I walk over and I'm like, "Excuse me, Jeffrey." And his friend, Jeffrey didn't even bat an eyelid. His friend turned and goes, "Nah."
No way.
Yeah. And I was like, "Okay, lol." I just laughed because I was like, "Oh, I don't care." But this is in a
Wow.
creator space.
Yeah, that's wild
That's
behavior.
yuck.
Yeah, it's a bit wild.
That is yuck. But then again, there are some people. I don't know if you watch Threadbanger.
I know of Threadbanger. Yeah, I actually I was going to tie dye my wedding dress Galaxy, and then I realized they'd already done it.
Oh. Well, they are two of the loveliest people you will ever meet.
They seem really nice, yeah.
Absolute. Yeah, I there were people that I set out to meet and I bumped into them. Just lovely. Just absolutely lovely. And then I, when I, because I had my little fanboy moment and was like, "Hey, cool, don't want to hold you up. Lovely to meet you." The next day I saw them and they were like, "We're just heading to the bar for a drink. You want to come?" And I was like, "Fuck yeah, I do." Who doesn't want to go drinking with
Other
Threadbanger?
creators, yeah, that's right.
Yeah. Well, I mean, especially because they were like, there were the people I was there to, some of the people I was there to see. We ended up drinking till like 3 in the morning. At the, just sitting at the bar, just talking. Just great, interesting people. And they didn't just talk about himself. They talked about the event. They talked about the experiences. They talked about what I did. They're true, to me, the true sense of what a good creator is.
Yeah.
Yeah. Have you met any rude ones?
I
Rude people.
haven't. Oh yeah, I'm trying to think. I haven't really met that many. I did have a. I did, and sorry, this is actually a positive story.
Oh, don't be sorry for that. That's good.
I don't even remember. I don't actually remember meeting anyone so I thought were rude or anything like that. I do
But you know, positive
remember.
doesn't get views, Claire.
I know. Rage. but I think it was actually, was it the year? No, it was the year that I went to VidCon before I met you. So I was there on my own. I was on my way to Australia, and I like had just had a viral video a couple of months beforehand, like kind of my first ever one, but also kind of my last ever one.
Oh yeah,
And
so we live parallel YouTube lives.
I met Hannah Hart, who I was a big fan of at the time, and she was like, "Oh my God, you're the girl from that video!" And I was like, that like made my life at the time. Yeah, I loved that. And then also, actually, I went to so Hannah Mamrie and. Grace came to Ireland on their tour, and it was actually brilliant. And they did like a meet up afterwards, and Mamrie was the fucking nicest person ever. Like, because obviously I understand how
You know,
hard it
I used
is.
to think that, but I have to step in here.
Okay, let me finish the story and then
Okay.
you can obliterate her
We'll come back to Mamrie being the nicest person.
character. Well, because in the what they did was the venue had sort of fucked up the meet and greet and not realized they were supposed to have one and hadn't like set a spot or anything. But we'd all paid for one, so then it was like ended up we were queuing outside and they sort of ended up just in the bar. And then they had to like obviously there's a big queue of people and I know how tiring that is, especially after a show. It must be so tiring for people to like. But Mamrie was just lovely and she gave me a big hug and yeah, I just thought out of the three of them were brilliant, but I thought out of the three of them she was just like chatting to me. She was genuinely interested and it was just like I think if it was me after a big long show and then a big long queue of people, I wouldn't be able to fake interest. So I was very impressed. I gave them a book at the time. I like had written. I'd give them a notebook. I don't think they ever looked at it, but I'd like done out this notebook of like things to do in Dublin, like all these kind of while they were here, all this kind of stuff in a notebook for them. But I don't know if they ever looked at it. But I gave it to them anyway.
Oh, you want some tea?
Go for it. Yeah, sure.
I've had the pleasure of, I'm not going to say names because I don't want to get in trouble,
Okay.
okay?
Okay.
But I've been in some rooms of some really cool people who have literally had boxes of stuff given from fans, and they're
Yeah.
like, I don't want it, it's garbage, chuck it.
Yeah. And no, in
They don't
retrospect,
even
I'm
look at
like,
it.
in retrospect, I'm like, yeah. It is kind of like a parasocial relationship. Like, you definitely think you have a closer relationship with this person that you watch than you do. And it is, I get it. It's like totally, it's easy to get really sucked into it. But you're
I
just
don't
one of like 100,000 people giving them shit. You know what I
know.
mean?
Yeah, true.
So when you think
But
about
I
it
mean,
that way, you're like, okay, actually, I
again,
wouldn't
I've
be able to
also
go through
seen other people.
100,000 random notebooks either.
I've also seen other people that sit and read every single one. So
Yeah.
this is the good and the bad. Coming back to Miss Mamrie Hart.
Okay.
So the first couple of times I met her, the first time I met her was with you at the party
Yes,
that
and I
we
thought
got
she was
into.
lovely there as well.
Oh, she was, but she, like, all I wanted to do was have a drink. I was like, I just want to have a drink with her. And that's a very unfair expectation for me to put on someone, but I don't think it's a hard one. You know, like,
Yes.
just have
Oh,
a
actually, I
5 minute
remember
drink.
this. We really wanted to do a shot with Mamrie
Yeah.
and Grace. I thought we definitely did one with Grace, didn't we? I could have
With
sworn I
Grace,
did
but
a
not
tequila
Mamrie.
shot with Grace.
Yeah, but not Mamrie.
Ah, okay.
And see, no hate on Grace, but I really only watch Mamrie.
Okay, I was
So,
mad into both of them, but big time Grace fan.
all right. So a couple of
So I was
times I'd met
happy.
her and I'm like, how about a drink? How about a drink? Never enough time. You
Okay.
know, either wasn't drinking, never enough time, blah, 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 blah. That being said, I am being a little bit shady. She is absolutely lovely. I worship the ground she walks on. You know, she's just genuinely been busy. But her sister Annie is the most loveliest person.
Yeah.
So shout out to my girl Annie. Mwah. She's just amazing. I met Annie at VidCon, not so drunk, Claire, like beyond drunk. Had no idea. Had no idea who Annie was. And we're just talking away and, you know, drinking and stuff and just chatting. And then she said something and she's like, oh, me sister. And I'm like, oh, who's your sister? And then she told me, I'm like, it just, everything clicked into place. And I'm like, you look the same. You sound the same. Oh my God. How did I? Oh, but yeah, we bonded and she's just so funny. I was trying to encourage her to get a channel because she's hilarious and she's a beautiful person.
Just to
Anyway.
play devil's advocate on the Mamrie thing, like, I wonder if loads of people ask her to take drinks with them, would she be fucking alcoholic or
Oh, no,
something?
I was literally just being cheeky and alluding to the fact that she wasn't nice. Mamrie has been nothing but lovely. Nothing but lovely. I
Us
think
get
she's
cancelled
amazing.
because people don't watch the podcast the whole way through.
Oh, no, don't say that. Oh, no, don't say that.
I'm trying to think who else I met. I actually, this is a bit of a random one, but okay, maybe I shouldn't say who it is,
All right, that's
just
fair.
out of respect for this particular creator. But basically, there was a creator that I was massive, 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 massive fan of, and
Is it
so were
Kira?
you. Huh?
Is it Kira?
Kira.
Isn't that a name?
Kira from Troy. I'm also a massive fan of her, but I'm talking like years ago when I was over at VidCon for the first time. And there's a creator that I was a massive, huge fan of, and I really wanted to meet. And I didn't get to meet her this particular night, but I got to meet her at some point throughout the thing. But I ended up talking to someone who is now her ex-boyfriend, just because he was just like standing back, kind of just watching her like have her moment with a crowd of people around them. And he was actually really nice, and I was just like chatting to him for ages. And like, so sometimes the like, I don't want to call them side characters, but you know what I mean? Like the kind of the support systems they have, who just kind of stand back. Sometimes you actually get really good chats with them because they don't often get talked to. So I can see why the sister was probably like having a brilliant time and like having a great time with you. Mad
Yeah.
up for the party.
We ended up sneaking upstairs and doing shots in a room. And we instantly became best friends because I take my shots a certain way.
And she
And
does
I
the
was like,
same.
oh, I said, I hate to be a bitch, but can I get like, and she's like, do you do that too? She never met anyone who does
It's a
it. So, like,
chaser, isn't it? You do the chaser.
no, I do a little sip before shot and then a sip after.
Oh, sip of water or like
No,
other drink.
anything. Yeah, just anything. So it's a sip, shot, sip.
Yeah, I've never experienced that before, but like,
I do it all the time.
we still do a full shot, like,
I don't
so.
like the alcohol burning my tongue. So it just softens it.
Yeah, well, I mean, that's the reason I like tequila, is because the lemon just gets rid of the alcohol taste,
Well, there you
realistically.
go.
Like, why else would anyone like tequila?
I was trying to think of another like out there story. But I think the majority of them are nice, thank goodness. The majority of them
That's
are
what you
nice.
want. But yeah, have you, is there any plans for another VidCon Australia or?
Not that I've heard.
Yeah.
They did three here and they sort of dwindled. Just through like a couple of little errors and stuff, but I'm so keen to get back to the US because there's now obviously we've had 2 years without an event, so there's a
Yeah.
bunch of new creators on the scene. So I'm keen to find out whether they're assholes or they're nice people.
Yeah, and all the TikTokers will have to come.
Oh, London was full of TikTokers.
Really? I
Yeah.
would have thought.
Holly H. I don't know if you know Holly H. She is so sweet and charming. She was a TikToker we met in London. OTB, out the box, Tom or something. Forgot his name. Great person. Also, I met Philip Green.
Okay, why does that name sound familiar?
He was on Britain's Got Talent or something. Super camp, like super like energy. He's exactly the same. He wore me out. He's like, fair enough, he wasn't drinking, but I was. But he's just like, let's go do this, let's go do that. And I'm like, no, I'm gonna chill. I'm gonna just go back and like have a drink
So
and
he
calm down.
wasn't drinking, and you were drinking, and he tired you out.
This is 10 in the morning, Claire.
Oh, right, okay. I was like, Party Chopper couldn't keep up with.
And Party
What
Chopper had already
the
been going for 30 hours.
Yeah, no, fair enough. Yeah,
In London, I
no.
didn't sleep.
Yikes.
I just kept going. It was a good time. It was a
Yeah,
very
we
good
must
time.
get over to a VidCon now when they're back on.
Oh, for sure. For sure. I can also just, I'll leave you with a little nugget. I am family with Glozell Green
Okay.
because my last name's Green.
Oh,
And when I met her, because I went to meet her and I gave her chocolate on stage, but she literally came over, grabbed it and said, thanks, and walked off because she's on stage, obviously.
yeah.
Then when I actually met her, I fanboyed a bit and I was like, oh, Glozell, I love you. I want to get a photo. And my last name's Green. And she's like, oh, we family. So let that be written. Glozell and I are family.
Do you want to tell everyone, because I actually totally forgot to say it at the top of the podcast, do you want to tell everyone where to find you online?
Pretty much cakes by chopper at everything.com.au, Twitter, something.
I'll have all your links down
Just.
in the description. You're on Instagram, Facebook,
I
YouTube,
am.
all that jazz.
Yeah, I'm one of those people that just spread themselves real thin over social media.
Same.
I also have the problem that I'm not that interesting. No, like
Same.
general
I feel
day-to-day,
like that myself as
I can go 2 weeks where I'm like, I didn't go anywhere. I didn't do anything. I was going to say, in 4 more years, we'll do another podcast. So I'm going to ask you to name 4 creators that you want to hopefully meet before then, and we'll check in 4 years' time.
Ooh, that's a good one. Do you have yours off the top of your head? Give me a second to think.
Yes.
Okay, you go for
Yes.
yours and give me a second to think.
Because if you would have asked me 4 years ago, it would have been smarter every day, but I met him.
Okay.
Amazing.
Okay.
But I want to meet Scammer Payback.
You want to meet who?
Have you? Scammer Payback.
Oh my God, is that the guy who scams
Answers
the
the
scammers?
call.
He
Yeah.
answers the calls. Oh, he's
He's
brilliant.
such,
He's a Scottish guy,
like,
isn't he?
I.
There might be more than one, but
Actually.
the one I watch is Scottish. He's got a Scottish accent.
Purple hair.
Oh no, he's faceless. All right, so I'm watching a different
Oh, okay.
dude.
Yeah, Pierogi, I think his name is. If you just type in Scammer Payback, you'll see. Super nice dude. What I love when you go into his lives, he always acknowledges you. You say hi, he's always, hi, how you going? Like, I love that. Even though he's busy, he's working, filming, and I just think that's, and he just seems like a really nice guy. You'll see through the videos and stuff. So we've got 4, right? I would love to have a proper drink with Brittany. Can I use that? Because our interaction was very, very quick.
Yeah, you can do whatever you
Yeah.
want. It's your question.
Well, I mean, oh, yeah. I think I met everybody. I'm trying think of someone who I haven't met yet that I've watched a lot of.
So I've figured out four.
Okay.
It's kind of two, but it's kind of four. So H3, Ela and Ethan. And then ideally the whole crew though. Like ideally I'd meet the entire crew, so it'd be
Oh,
much
I
more than
think I
four.
know.
And then the other one is Tiny Meat Gang, so Cody Ko and Noel Miller. So that's four.
Cody
It's
Ko, why do I know
technically
that
two
name?
channels, but four people. Because he's a big YouTuber, and he was part of a meme a couple of years ago where Jake Paul surprised him in Jeff's barbershop.
Oh, do you know who? Oh, this is a bit of a surprise. You just reminded me. Colby, Sam and Colby.
Why does that name sound familiar?
They were the best friends that Sam Pepper pretended to kill one of.
Oh my God.
So met them at Playlist, and I'd heard mixed bag things. You will not meet nicer people.
Yeah, I met Sam Pepper at VidCon and thought he was a dope.
You thought right. I'd love to meet Trisha Paytas.
I absolutely would rather die.
No, because I just want to have like try and have just a real moment and be like, bitch, seriously? Like, why? Just can you just give me that? Why?
You'd have to be so careful, like one wrong word and suddenly you're
Oh, I'd be fucked.
cast.
I would be
A
just
million
wrecked.
videos about how terrible you are.
Yeah. And I guess if I'm gonna go for my last one. Probably this is an OG and it's probably like a, you know, never going to happen, but Gloria Shirinava.
What did she do?
Oh, lots of things. She did Sandra Bullock's makeup as a child. Can I say child?
I don't know if you get no what.
Anyway, she's amazingly funny woman.
All right, so we've got our four. You've got four, and I've got sort of four.
And I'm happy with my choices.
Thank you so much for going on the podcast, Chaba.
No, thanks for having me back. You know, I'm sure people will figure out who we're talking about and it'll be up for discussion.
Yeah, I mean, look, if we said it and I put it in the title, it'd probably get way more views, but I'm not gonna do it.
No, dude, I don't care. I hate the
Right, so Chopper's links are down in the description. Please go check him out on all the social media platforms. And if you're listening on the audio platforms, please give us a review because it really helps us out in the old rankings. And if you're watching,
even if it's a
YouTube,
three, give us a mediocre three. We're
I didn't
happy
say
with
it had to be a good review. But yeah, even if it's a three. And if you're watching on the YouTube platform, thank you so much. Please subscribe to the channel so you're notified when new videos come out. And you can support the podcast by becoming a Patreon on patreon.com/Clizair. Links are down below in the description. And I think that's all about it. So I shall see you in the next one. Thanks a million, Chopper.
I'll see you in 4 years.
Slans on.
This podcast was brought to you by The Shift. For more like this, check out theshift.ie.